So, is there any further discussion on the first proposed change to the bylaws, which would change the requirements for meetings, for special meetings?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Call for the question, Mr. Chair.
I believe that part of Rico's motion was that I would have an opportunity to continue.
Yes, that's why I asked.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So 1 minute. I'll time it for you.
Okay. I'm looking at the clock. there's one thing that's a problem is that there's no telephone contact required in this amendment, and so that would put out of, contact people who, maybe are not able to receive emails for whatever reason. And I think, that is something that our LSB felt was unfair. There's no mention of regular meetings made in this, and I think that, we should be obliged to have regular meetings in terms of what the PMB does. So that seems to be an important point with our LSB as well. And the changing of agendas at the last moment, we had that occur tonight, and that, I think, is a formula for chaos.
Okay. Let me say that the piece about regular meetings in the existing text was not intended to be part of the change. So the only parts that are being changed is we're talking about special meetings. The motion only refers to special meetings. I realize it was included in the existing text, but that was essentially just a mistake. The motion is what's really on the agenda is changing the conditions for having special meetings.
Oh.
Can we go to a vote on that? Does anybody wants to speak for it? Anybody else wants to speak for it? Okay. We have an objection, so let me take a vote on that. Let's see. A yes vote approves the bylaws change for a special meeting. Shara Magomir.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Joseph Wanzala.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien. Sean. Rico Ross.
Abstain.
Rico Ross. Rico Ross. Come back, Rico. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Alberto Ferreira.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Nia Bediako. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown. Campbell Johnson.
No.
Marcel Reed.
No.
Jim Bennett. Rico.
Chair, I'm so sorry. I had to switch phones, and I don't know what we're voting on right now.
We're voting on the first bylaws change for the special meetings.
Oh, yes, the one we discussed. I'm for it.
Okay. I think that's everybody. Anybody not get the vote? Okay, so the vote is 10-2. The amendment passes. The next amendment is the one on... the change would be that you don't have to resign from an LSB that you're already on if you actually win an election. If you run in an election, some kind of. I'll read the whole thing.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
The 25 minutes, is that just for the first? Proposed amendment, or is that for the whole thing?
That was intended to be for the whole thing, but we spent most of that time discussing whether or not we would consider the whole thing.
We've exhausted the 25 minutes.
I'd like to ask for an extension for 10 minutes to continue
Second.
Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. The change would be that you do not have to resign from an LSB in order to run for political office. You just have to do it if you actually get a political office. So, is there any objection to that motion? Okay, hearing none, the motion is approved as stands. The next one is a motion about changing the way we do amendments, and my own feeling is that this is the most important one we can do, at least to give people a sense that it needs doing. What it essentially does is it allows for two bylaws motions to be put forth before the LSBs and the PNB in a year. So it changes the period to 6 months. It also reduces the 60-day waiting period when it's posted to 45 days. And it also changes the requirement that everybody vote within a calendar month, which is obviously a problem, to everybody votes within 45 days. It doesn't matter what the calendar says. It's just 45 days from the end of the period. So that should give plenty of time for an LSB meeting.
Point of information, sir?
Yes.
Was it 60 days?
It was 60 days, yes.
Not 45 days. 60 days for the votes to happen throughout the network, right?
No. It's 45 days. The older motion said it was posted for 60 days, and it had to be voted on within 1 month.
Within
one calendar month, not even 30 days, within one calendar month.
Right.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, or point of information?
Yes, go ahead. What's the point of information?
Yes, you had said the older motion, the bylaws currently state is what you meant, I think.
That's what I meant. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Those are the changes, that the notice period is shorter by 15 days, that the voting period is extended by 15 days, so the total period is the same, and it doesn't have to be a month. It's just 45 days, and we can do two of these a year, so we can actually really begin to move on the bylaws and change them. Is there any objection to this motion?
Yes.
Would you like to speak to it?
Yes. Marcel may have some additional information, but I think that the bylaws are something that at this level of maturity of this organization, we should be able to have them in place, and the changes should not be that radical or that easy to be made. I think it's important to remove confusion. One of the issues that came up in our discussion of this was that I had some time ago asked about having certified copy of the bylaws, and the bylaws were certified initially, but there have been changes, amendments to them, and there's no certification for the amendments to them. I had asked our general counsel about that twice, and I haven't seen that there's been any change in this so far as the certification of the bylaws. If we can't do it when the bylaws are amendable on an annual basis, when you have it every 6 months, I think we're going to have a flood of bylaws and a massive confusion, and it'll be really undermining this organization going forward.
Okay, anyone want to speak for it?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I think the experience this month is a good demonstration exactly of why we need to do this. It's too hard to have to wait 60 days, then to have to vote within the same calendar month, which in this case gave us about 2 weeks, or a little over 2 weeks, for all the LSBs or all the delegate assemblies to vote on it. It just makes it really tough to get even important bylaws and amendments through. And I don't think it's a problem at all. But by passing this amendment, I think it'll help us get some of these problems straightened out.
Anybody else want to speak to it?
Mr. Chair, may I call for the question, please? We're running out of time.
Is there any objection to going to a vote on this? Okay, hearing none. Let me take the roll again. Okay, Sean O'Brien, yes vote is to amend the bylaws. Sean.
I'm sorry, I cut myself off. I'll take a pass and come back to
okay.
me, George.
Rico Ross.
Point of information, this is number three, right?
This is number three, yes. Rico Ross. Rico? Okay, Rico's muted. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Alberto Luera.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Marcel Reed.
Abstain.
Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Sharam Agamir.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Joseph Wanzala.
Yes.
Let's see, Sean?
Yes.
Is there anybody Rico. Who came that hasn't voted?
Rico.
Rico.
Rico. Yes, Rico.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I get 12 to 2. The motion passes.
12 to 1.
13.
Oh, or whatever to 1.
One abstention.
It was 13 to 1. I'm sorry.
One abstention.
13-1-1.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. What is the next one?
Number four.
The weird one, number four.
The weird one is number four. Where is it?
Didn't make sense.
My feeling was that number four somehow was really number five, not quite put up on the board properly.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, Leslie is not here, and I know that it was hers, and it doesn't have six members listed under it. So I propose we just bypass it and go to number five. Is there any objection to that?
Nope.
Okay, so let's discuss number five. I'm having difficulty finding it myself.
What was the name of the one we just bypassed?
It was
Was that voting and approval?
You know, I don't
understand it.
Exactly.
I'm not sure it makes sense.
It's the one that doesn't... here it is, yes. No? It begins... I don't have it. I can't find it.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, Bill, would you read it? Would you read it for
us,
please?
Well, it's Article 5, Section 1, Board of Directors Eligibility, Number of Powers and Duties.
Okay.
D, General Power and Authority.
Right.
You want me to keep reading?
Oh, no, I've got it now. It's Directors Bennett... Turner, Rico Ross, Marcel Reed, Campbell Johnson, and Leslie Radford. That's correct, isn't it?
No.
That's who I have underneath there. Rico and Campbell and Marcel, you're here, and Jim is here. Is this a bylaws amendment that you recognize?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Well, then let's vote on it.
Point of information.
Yes.
I don't. It doesn't make any sense, and I can't. What's it changing?
Well, I'll let one of the people who put it forward speak to it. Would someone like to do that? Well,
that
Marcel?
Tells some.
Hearing none.
Point of information, sir. First.
Yes.
Are we talking about number four? Are we back to number four?
Actually, I don't have them numbered. What when we voted on them at the KPFT LSB, there was, and it may have been just a misprint on that, on what we had there.
Article 5, Section 1.
There was a number 4, which was sort of like a piece of this. But this looks like it's what it's supposed to be. It's got... It is Article 5, Section 1. And as I read it, it transfers more power to the Board of Directors. But if someone would speak for it who proposed it, that would be a good thing.
We've exhausted our 10 minutes.
We have. Okay.
I move that we extend for 15 minutes to finish this.
Okay.
Is there any
objection? I second that.
Is there any objection to doing that? Okay, hearing none. Would one of you like to speak to it? Otherwise, we'll just go to a vote on this.
Mr. Chair, this is Rico.
Yes, Rico.
Mr. Chair, this is Rico. I'm not at my computer anymore. And what is this motion that has my name attached to it again?
Well, it says subject to... It talks about that the Foundation's Board of Directors may develop to delegate any corporate powers that they have with regard to that specific radio station.
I'm sorry, someone was coughing at your speech.
Somebody else is going to have to explain it. I don't quite understand it myself. So would Campbell or Marcel or Jim please say what's intended here? Okay, well, hearing no volunteers.
Well, not everyone's speaking at once. The what we had gotten, and I'm really somewhat at a loss on explaining this because I'm not that clear about how it ended up in translation here. But the thing that that occurred at our LSB was that we were concerned about the PMB being directly over the program director and that individual stations would lose their autonomy regarding station programming. And so this was the problematic relationship that our LSB saw and hence voted against it.
Okay. Anybody want to speak for it? Hearing none, is there anyone who supports this motion? Or let me put it in the negative. Can we pass? Can I accept that there is no support for this motion? Is there anyone who wants to support it? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the next one, which is a trivial one in one sense, but it's Bill. Would you tell us what's going on with this one?
Okay. This is Article 3, Section 7. This is deals with the, there's an error in the bylaws that says, it spells out one-third, and in the parenthesis it says one-quarter, one/four, when it's talking about quorum for staff elections.
Point of information, is this amendment number 5 or amendment number 6?
This would be 5.
Well, no, 6, I think.
6.
Yeah, we skipped over 5, I think.
4.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. No. The 5 we just...
No, we did 4. We just died 4.
You're right. We said 5. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is 5. That's right.
And now 5, the one that Campbell submitted.
No. I have in front of me what was on the what was posted. And we have... We just disposed of number 4. There was some confusion about it at KPFT because there was a piece of number 4, which was also a number 4. But this one is the 5th, and it says Article 3, Section 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Bill, go ahead.
Okay. Article 7, Section 4?
So the numbers have gotten...
Is this the one?
Mixed up.
Article 3, Section 7.
Okay, what happened to...
Stop defining 1/3 equals a quarter.
We skipped one, though.
No, we didn't, Bill.
Yeah,
we didn't.
We did.
We
did 4, and maybe it wasn't noted correctly. That there may have been a misnotation. I'm looking at the copy that I got from the November 17th email, and it has the numbers of the amendments in there. And amendment number 5 is Article 7, Section 4.
It's not bolded. It's hard. So it's not standing out.
Yeah, on mine it's bolded above. And
who presented it? Who presented it?
You want me to read it?
Okay.
It's on the website. It's on the Pacifica website.
Go ahead, read it.
Okay, it's Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 4, Other Local Station Board Powers and Authority. By resolution, the Foundation's Board of Directors may delegate any other corporate powers it deems appropriate to an LSB with regard
point
to that
of
specific
order?
Radio station.
Point of order?
Yes.
Didn't we just do that one?
I thought we did.
That's
we just voted
five.
That one down. The one we're up to is Article 3, Section 7.
I see what's happened. There was a... I agree with you, Kathy. We have voted this one down. It's what we were just considering. There's a break. There's on the website, and what you got was what was on the website. There's another paragraph separated from the last paragraph of this, which
point of information.
It's either a mistake or was intended to be part of this. And so my ruling on this is that we have voted this down. And we're
point of information.
Article 3, Section 7. Yes.
Is it not true that we have approved 1, 2, and 3, and we've disapproved 4 and 5?
It's not really 4 and 5, as far as I can tell. But yes, is the answer. Yes. And what we're on to now is Article 3, Section 7. Let's call it number 5. Is that
no name? Number 6.
All right, we'll call it number 6.
Thank
Article
you.
3, Section 7. Proposed change to bylaws. Bill, would you read what the change is?
Okay. Change the second sentence of Article 3, Section 7 from, quote, a quorum of the staff members shall be one-third, (1/4), of those staff members entitled to vote on the matter as of the applicable record date. So to change that to 1/4 spelled out, (1/4). The rest of the text.
To remove the contradiction in the bylaws as they exist in favor of it being 1/4. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, that's approved. Bill, would you read the next one?
Okay. Article 4, Section 5. This is similar. Change the first sentence of Article 4, Section 5 from, quote, in a delegate election year, the nomination period for seats being vacated shall open on June 1st. And remain open for 30 days, closing on July 1st, and to change that July 1st to June 30th, so it keeps the 30 days consistent with the closing date.
Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, let's move on to the next one, which is more simple.
Can we continue?
Yes.
Okay, this deals with Article 4, Section 5. Which is the second proposed amendment on this section. Add the following to the end of the first paragraph of that section. Notwithstanding the above dates in this paragraph, the National Election Supervisor, (NES), after consulting with management at all stations to review plans for fund drives and other possible conflicts with elections, may adjust all the other dates in this paragraph as necessary to ensure that there is, one, adequate time for preparation for the elections at each station, and two, adequate promotion at each station to obtain an adequate number of qualified candidates. For determining whether the nomination deadline date should be extended, if the number of candidates in each election is at least twice the number of positions to fill, then the number of candidates shall be deemed to be adequate. However, there is no requirement that the nomination deadline be extended indefinitely if this number of candidates is not obtained. Any adjustments to the election dates should ensure that the elections are completed and certified by December 1st, so the newly elected delegates may be seated as provided in Article 7, Section 6B.
Okay, did you want to speak for it, Bill?
Okay, yeah. We've had problems this year, and we've had problems repeatedly with when the NES isn't hired according to what the date is specified in the bylaws, which is 3 months before the opening of nominations, which would mean March 1st. And so that leads to all kinds of other problems. Not enough time to recruit, interview, select, train LESs, not enough time to prepare for the elections, to let the LESs work things out with stations management, all the other things. And so we've considered several times this year, for example, recommendations to whether or not to extend certain dates. And even though a lot of those dates are, there's no provision in the bylaws for extending them. And so this would make it easier for the NES to do that and still get the whole election done in time for the new boards to be seated. And this would only apply if, you know, if the NES isn't hired soon enough.
Oh, yeah. Anyone want to speak against it? Is there any objection to incorporating this flexibility in the elections? Okay, hearing none, this is approved also. The next one is about voting methods, and I guess, Bill, it was yours also.
Would okay. You... Right. This is Article 15, Section 1, Voting Methods, dealing with STV/IRV voting method with ties. And again, this is to correct an ambiguity in the bylaws in the rare case, but it's happened before, where you have an IRV vote, a single position, which would probably mean a staff delegate position, and you only have two candidates running, and there's a tie in first place votes. The bylaws are not clear what to do in that case, depending on which portion of the bylaws you look at. So the proposed change is to change the first paragraph of Article 15, Section 1, from unless otherwise expressly provided in these bylaws, all elections by the members, delegates, directors, and LSBs shall be conducted by the single transferable voting method where there is more than one seat or position to be filled, and by the instant runoff voting method where there is only one seat or position to be filled. So to change that to a quorum of... Wait a minute, wrong page.
It's just about the tie, isn't it?
Bigger pardon?
Isn't it just about the tie?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at a hard copy. Okay, we're going to change that to unless otherwise expressly provided in these bylaws, all elections by the members, delegates, directors, and LSBs shall be conducted by the single transferable voting method, parenthesis STV, when there is more than one seat or position to be filled, and by the instant runoff voting method, where there is one seat or position, where there's only one seat or position to be filled. And then what's added is this: in any phase of evaluating IRV results, in the event of a tie, the next tier of choices are evaluated until the tie is resolved, parenthesis, if tied on first place votes, add up the second choice votes, and so on. If this does not resolve the tie, the winner would be selected by lot, parenthesis, flipping a coin or other agreed upon method of chance.
Okay, so if it changes when there's a tie, the effect of this is to change, instead of flipping a coin, you use the STV second choices to get the sense of the body, and if that doesn't work, you then flip a coin. Is there any objection to this? Anybody want to speak against it? Okay, hearing none.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Campbell.
There's an objection in that, certainly, and I agree with our LSB on this, in that it was rejected because of lack of clarity. This was something after... it was read after the bylaws amendment the bylaws were read. It was not clear to our LSB members, and I think that it's important for something that's going to be included in the bylaws to be easily understandable, and it may be entirely inappropriate to have such an explicit technique and very in-depth kind of technique as part of the bylaws. So we had a problem with the amendment, and we voted against it. And I would vote against it tonight.
Anyone else want to speak for it? Bill, you didn't actually get a chance to speak for it. Do you want to do that?
Well, right. The problem is in the case where there's a single position and there's two candidates running, there's the bylaws, if you look in different places, there's two different ways of resolving that. One would be flip a coin, or do by lot. The other would be look at the second choice candidates. which is the way we do it on all the other STV voting. And it says we use STV, but it also says, and it, when you use STV, you're supposed to look at the second rank choices. But for if there's only a single position, the bylaws say you're supposed to use IRV, and with IRV it says at the last, at the end essentially, if there's still a tie, you flip a coin. It doesn't say what to do if there's a tie on the first rank, on the first round. So the it basically just says use the second choice votes if there's a tie in first choice, and then only use a, you know, flip a coin if it's still tied after you go through all the second choices.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to this?
Yeah, Sean.
Good, Sean.
Yeah, this amendment, along with what it's trying to fix, just shows you how crazy our electoral system is. Virtually nobody understands it. We need a priesthood to divine the results whenever we use these things. And it's another example of why all of these amendments are a Band-Aid approach to a patient that is bleeding to death. And the only thing that's going to fix our governance is a bylaws convention. I hope someday we actually have the guts to do that and get rid of all this STV and IRV crap. I'm voting against it. Thank you.
We've run out of time.
Okay. Let's take a vote on we have one more. Do we want to extend time for about 4 minutes to take the second one or not?
Extend. Motion to extend.
Okay. 4 minutes. Extending time for 4 minutes should do it.
Okay. Well, let's get wild and crazy and make it 5 minutes.
Okay, let's make it five. What the hell? Okay, so let's go to a vote on this. There will be objections to this. I'll call the roll on it. Let's see. We'll start with.
Mr. Chair, I was trying to speak on that. I guess I was muted. No one could hear me.
Go ahead, Rico.
Yeah, I was just saying that it seemed like the simpler alternative would have been to, if there was a, to leave it as it was and just add an amendment that if there was a tie, that it'd be a flip of a coin that would decide it instead of changing everything else and making it sound so convoluted.
Okay.
So I guess I'm supporting the fact that it is a bit confusing, and so I probably can't support it for that reason.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to it? Four. I'll speak for it. It actually played a role in my getting elected to the board. It was done with a coin flip, despite the fact that what happened was exactly what Bill is suggesting, which is on the first round there was a tie. They counted the second place votes, and I won with the second place votes. And then the PNB decided, no, you have to do that with a coin flip, even though the bylaws are really written as though there were three people in the race, not just two. So this was intended to fix a situation which actually came up, and I think it is understandable. The procedures are understandable, and I would support it. Can we go to a vote on this? Let's see. We'll start with Kathy Davis.
Yes. Excuse me, yes.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Pass.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown. Alonzo? Campbell Johnson.
I had you on mute. Pass.
Okay. Kimry Orendorf. Oh, sorry, he's not here. Marcel
Reed. You skipped me.
I'm sorry, Campbell Johnson.
No.
Marcel Reed.
Pass.
Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Sharam Agamir. Sharam? Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Joe Rosala. Joe
Rosala. Yes. Yes, sorry.
Okay. Sean O'Brien.
No.
Rico Ross.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Rozier.
Yes.
Alberto Luera.
Yes.
Richard Ezell.
Yes.
Let's see. I missed keep track of that. Say it out.
Jennifer.
Jennifer. I vote yes.
Okay. And who else?
Alonzo Brown, pass.
Alonzo?
Abstain.
Okay.
Marcel, pass.
Marcel?
Marcel.
I abstain.
Okay, so I get 9-4, 2 against, and 4 abstentions.
You can vote.
I don't need to. So this passes. And the last one is, let's see. Bill, would you explain this one?
Okay. There's another error in the bylaws, and this is to make it more consistent with what all the election supervisors are doing anyway. Change, this is under single transferable voting, Article 15, Section 1, paragraph numbered 3. Change it from a threshold number of votes. Basically, it's to drop the fractional.
Welcome back, Andrea.
Okay, thanks.
It says you'll drop the fractional part in calculating what's called the droop threshold, which is the number to elect. You basically have to do that in order to make it work right, but it doesn't say that. And the bylaws specify this stuff, and they left that out.
Point of information?
Yes. Are you finished?
Alberto?
Yes.
Well, I can read it if you want.
Read it again, please. I missed it.
Well, I didn't read the whole thing. Okay, change it from a threshold number of votes a candidate needs to be elected shall be established, parenthesis, threshold. The threshold shall be that number which is equal to the total number of valid ballots cast divided by the sum of 1 plus the number of seats to be filled plus 1. And then in parenthesis, total number of valid ballots cast divided by parenthesis 1 plus the number of seats to be filled plus parenthesis twice plus 1. And so you change that to the same, except you put the integral part of that fraction. And that's the way all the STV references I've seen say that should be done, and that's what's in the STVIREP handbook that we use, but it doesn't say that in the bylaws. No, you don't round. You're supposed to truncate it. You just get rid of the fractional part.
Truncate it. Okay. Okay, so that's it. Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Okay, want to speak to it?
Same one, so far as the fact that the entire thing is very unclear, and it's difficult to, it's not in plain English.
Okay. Anybody want to speak for it? Bill, what?
You want me to? Yeah.
I'll speak for it. I mean, it's a simple technical change. The formula is, right there, and you just have to do something with numbers that don't come out to be an integer, because a threshold of votes has to be an integer. So this is a arbitrary choice about which way to go to make this number, which everybody agrees is correct, come out to be an integer. It could be rounded up. It could be truncated. It's just, the decision here is to truncate it, just to make something definite. So I think it should be there to avoid confusion in the future. So can we take a vote on that? Let me just take the roll. Let's see. We'll start with Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Sharam Agamir. Sharam? Tracy Rosenberg. Tracy? Andrea?
Let me come back. Pass. Sorry.
Joe?
Yes.
I'm going to pass.
Joe?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Sean?
Abstain.
Rico?
I'm going to pass. Rico, pass.
Bill Crozier.
Did you say Bill?
Yes.
Yes.
Alberto.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Abstain.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
I was cut off for a minute. What are we voting on?
We're both voting on the very last one, whether to round the threshold down to an integer when it comes out to be not an integer.
Okay, yes, yes.
Okay. And let's see, where am I? Oh, yes. Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Marcy Reed?
Yes.
Let's see. Andrea? Andrea?
Point of information? Oh, well, no. No. You answered it. Thank you. I got
okay.
it. Right.
Okay.
No.
Rico? Rico?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. So I get 8-4-3 against, 8-4-2 against and 3 abstentions. So the motion passes. What I will do with this is I will take the ones that were passed at PFW and the ones that were passed at KPFT and the ones that were passed here, and I will see if we can get KPFK to actually vote on these things so we might actually be able to make them offer. I'll forward the information to them so they can choose that for themselves.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We exhausted time, but also I just wanted to have point of information that you did receive the email I sent pertaining to WPFW's vote.
I haven't looked yet, Campbell. But,
oh, okay.
If I don't, I'll get back. Okay. We are out of time by a considerable amount for this open session. Unless there's a move to extend time, we'll close the meeting and move to closed session.
I'd like to move to extend time.
Okay.
20 minutes.
For
we have
person?
Some important items left on the agenda.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
I couldn't understand, sir.
I'll second.
There's a second to that. Is there an objection to that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It requires two-thirds. I've forgotten whether it's discussable or not discussable.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
What's left on the agenda?
Well, most of the rest.
There's a motion on harassment of staff,
which is the next item up. There's a motion of KPFK programming procedures. So the next item would be the motion on harassment of staff.
Okay.
Harassment of staff?
I will draw my objection if nobody else objects.
Well, does anybody else object to extending for 20 minutes? No, okay. So we're extending for 20 minutes.
This is Jim. I'm sorry. I have to go. I have to catch my plane.
Okay, Jim.
All
right. Glad you're here. So this is my motion. So, Joe, would you take the chair? Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let me motivate you.
Mr. Chair, to interrupt you. I have to go as well.
Okay.
My apologies. Bye bye.
Who is that? Rico?
Yes, it is.
That was Rico.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Okay. George, do you want to motivate?
Yes, I do. What the motion says is that CNB members have to work through the ED in order to criticize staff members. And the staff members means, in particular, not the ED or the CFO, but it means any programmer, any member of the national office. It means it means that the director of the archives. the general managers, the program directors, all of that. We are in a position of their bosses. For us to be publicly criticizing them without bringing it through the proper chain of command, which is through the ED, the ED is in charge and manages the staff. The ED is responsible to us. Is harassment for the staff. And I say that as a legal term, and that's what I've been advised by our human resources manager. That's the way it's considered. So, you know, bosses can't simply walk into people on boards like this can't do that sort of thing with members of the staff without possibly incurring legal repercussions. Besides that, it just isn't the way we want to treat people. Is for people who have a powerful position relative to them to be making public their grievances with them without giving them a chance to respond through the proper channels. So that's the motivation for it.
What is the actual motion, point of information?
Andrea.
I hear a point that's been,
Joe, would you want me to read this?
Andrea, what's your, let me get the point of information
okay.
first.
Sure.
Yeah.
The point of information is I don't actually have the agenda. I'm sure it was sent, but I hadn't found it. If you could read the motion,
okay.
I would be grateful.
Sure, and then I think Andrea had a point of order.
Do you want me to read it?
I wanted to know whether this was referring to something specific.
Okay. So, George, if you would please read it, yes.
Yes. It is the policy of the PMB that no member of the PMB shall criticize publicly or demean publicly in any way members of the staff. Any legitimate criticism of the work of staff members that a member feels needs to be acted on is to be forwarded to the ED or the PMB for resolution. Failure to abide by this policy will be interpreted as action against the interests of Pacifica and will be subject to disciplinary procedures provided for by the bylaws for such action. And in answer to Andrea's questions, yeah, there are some particular examples of this, and there are some staff who've complained, but I don't feel like I can speak to it in public session.
Point of information.
Kathy on the staff.
Point of information.
Yeah, there's a couple of points of information. Without speaking to people, without preempting people's points of information, I'd remind people, you know, you can get on the stack and try not to use points of information to, you know, jump out of the
stack.
Yeah,
Kathy for the stack, please.
Okay, so
Andrea for the stack.
So Sean, Sean, Richard, Kathy, Andrea.
You can add Tracy.
Campbell has a point of information.
Campbell.
Bill.
Has a point of information. And then Bill. Okay. Sean.
Yeah, as a staff rep, this is of great concern to me, and I basically support the motion, but I want to know, does this in any way impact upon the board's right to discuss things in executive session? And if it does or does not, that should be laid out in the motion, and I would amend it as such.
Can I respond to that, Joe?
Yes, George, go ahead.
No, it says in the motion that you can bring it up to the ED or the PNB, and clearly if you bring it up to the PNB, it's a personnel matter. It has to be an executive session.
Okay, I mean, that's clear to you and me, and you don't feel that we should maybe put a line in there that if it comes up to the PNB, it will be discussed in executive session for future generations who may not understand this quite as clearly as we do?
I don't have any objection to that.
Can I ask a question, George?
Joe's got the stack for that.
Mr. Chair?
Okay. Can I get on the stack?
Mr. Chair? Joe? Mr. Chair? I thought I had the floor, and I just moved to amend it with one simple line.
Information.
point of information?
I'm sorry, I fell off the call for a second, so I'm not sure. But when I last heard Sean speaking, who is this?
Yeah,
this is Campbell.
Campbell, you're already on for point of information after Richard.
Yeah, and I was going to move that we amend the motion to make it clear that all concerns that come to the DMB, all personnel concerns that come to the DMB, shall be in executive session. Just to make it abundantly clear to everyone in the future.
Okay. Richard?
Second.
Okay, I was going to ask, do we have a second? Thank
you. Oh, sorry, was that a motion?
Yes, that was an amendment to the motion.
Okay. So it's been seconded.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Is this?
As I recall, points of order have priority, then next the points of information, and then discussion on the motion. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think to make a point of information and then make a motion may be...
Well, no, but you...
I mean, using a point of information as a basis to make a motion, I think, is out of order.
No,
I think I would agree with that.
Mr. Chair, but...
Yes.
If you need to find information to find out if an amendment is necessary, that can't possibly be out of order.
Then you get on the stack again.
That lacks logic.
Then you get on the stack again.
Well, hold on, Campbell.
Motion.
Campbell, hold on. I just thinking about this. I guess you're right, Sean. I guess it is in order. It did sound a little sketchy. So you have made an amendment. I guess that is an order at any time. And I think it's been seconded, correct?
Yes.
So I will proceed with the same stack, unless anybody has any objections against that.
So we just knock off point of information entirely?
No, we will still continue, because Richard had a point of information prior, so I'm going to continue with the same stack. So if you're done, Sean, and this is on the same point, the same essential motion. Richard, you're next on the stack. Richard? I will come back to Richard. Campbell, go ahead.
Joe, is it too late to get on the stack? This is Sharon.
Oh, you can get on the stack. And Campbell, you now have the floor.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
I had a question, George. Could you define publicly?
Publicly means on emails. It means in written communications that are open to the public. It means on the air. It means whatever, anything which is, you know, which can be heard by anyone who is not, who is the public.
Facebook.
Thank you.
Am
I next?
Yeah, Alex. Okay, Campbell, you think your point of information has been asked and answered.
Yes.
Richard, are you still available to be on the stack? Not hearing Richard, Kathy.
Yes, I'd like to be on the stack.
Yeah, you're next.
Okay. I have a question. Well, I feel that this should also apply to the LSB, so I would like to offer an amendment that the PMB and the LSB should not be allowed to harass the staff.
Second.
Have to take any issues into executive session.
Second.
Fair enough. So we now have two amendments to the main motion, which don't fundamentally change the underlying motion. So we continue with the same stack. Andrea, next.
Yeah, sure. A couple of things. Where does this infringe upon freedom of speech?
Exactly.
Yeah, and also when we're talking about you may have staff that will at any given time may be playing or doing different roles or performing different roles. And if they are, and if I think where this may be, George, if the staff person is a reporter and interviewing a member of the executive staff. Wouldn't this then be in the role of playing out a being a reporter? And it may be perceived as criticizing, without giving out too much information here, because we're in public forum, but the staff person is carrying out the role of reporter and interviewer, and it shouldn't be that that person be penalized for playing the role of what they do every day in a public forum and giving an interview. So I'm very leery of this because it smells like this is leaking of something else as opposed to having someone to just do what they are supposed to do as a reporter interviewing executive staff. So if you tell me this, it smacks of infringing upon freedom of speech.
Joe, all right, Sean to the stack.
Thank you, Andrea. I will let's have Tracy and then George can interject with some comments. Tracy, you're next.
Thank you. I never say this, but I get to say this. I agree with Andrea. I think that the motion is not crafted as I understand the problem that it's trying to address, and we do have a problem. No one's going to deny that. But I think the motion is poorly crafted. I think the term public criticism is open to a million different definitions. I think we will be adjudicating an almost endless series of complaints. I think the ACLU case that Joe cited in an earlier email is relevant here, and we have to pay attention to it. And I think this motion is not ready for a vote. So I would like to suggest postponing or tabling.
Second.
I'm not going to make a motion.
Second.
Well, I'm not really. All right. I'm making a motion. All right.
I'll make a motion
to table.
And it's been seconded.
Second.
A motion to table is not debatable.
I don't like it.
And let me try to take the roll. Give me a second. Yeah, see if I can find.
Can I respond to the point of information?
Go ahead and do that. Then you can vote. Go ahead, George.
The motion doesn't apply to the reporter. The motion only applies to the member of the BNB, or if the LSB.
Wait a minute, Mr. Chair.
Would you please stop that?
The motion to table is not debatable. And
he's not debating the motion to table. I did.
He's debating the motion.
He's commenting on comments people made. I think it'll be. Let's just do it this way, Sean, if you'll indulge me. Go ahead, George.
So it doesn't apply to the reporter. There is no sanction on the reporter, the member of the staff, at all. It applies if the reporter was getting a report from somebody who was critical of a member of the staff and was simply reporting it, they are not at fault. It's the member of the PNB, or if we pass Kathy's motion, the LSB, who had a problem there, who's being enjoined.
Oh, yeah, Tracy, Tracy, that's out of order. George is commenting on Andrea's observation, and now we'll vote on the motion to table. We'll start with WBI. Nia Bediako.
Point of information.
Go ahead, who's that?
Just Richard. I got bumped off the call. What are we voting on?
We're voting on a motion to table George's motion on policy on harassing staff.
Who made the motion?
George made the motion. Oh, the motion to table was made by Tracy.
Okay.
And we're now going to vote. Nia Bediako. Kathy Davis.
No.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Bill Kozier?
No.
Alberto Luera?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Richard Uzzell?
No.
Casey O'Brien? Sean?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost it there. What are we voting on?
Motion to table.
Oh, yes. Motion to table. Yes, I'm sorry. I lost myself there.
Leslie Radford. Summer Reese. Rico Ross. Sharam Agamir.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kimberly Orendorf. Marcel Reed.
Yes.
And George can vote.
I counted George.
Okay.
Yeah. So the yeses are... So nine yeses and five noes. Motion to table is the majority vote, as I understand, so the motion to table carries. And the motion,
motion to adjourn.
We don't need a motion to adjourn. We just, if no one wants to extend time, we're adjourned.
Can I ask, Mr. Chair?
We still have 2 minutes, 43 seconds.
Can we take 10 minutes? I have to deal with some personal things. Can we take 10 minutes before the executive session?
Is there an objection to taking 10 minutes? I guess it's not really a vote. We'll get people will take that under advisement, and we'll when we start the session, if people get there early, I guess we'll handle it. But that makes sense to me. I don't think we need to vote on it. Okay, so we are adjourned unless there's a...
I have a question. Is Ricardo on the call? Ricardo? Okay.
I'll try to call him in the interim.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We are now adjourned.
All right.